For the second feature today, step into a city teeming with weavers clothing the nation, reformers changing the world, artists and musicians and workers packed several families to a room in crowded yards. The people and places of Georgian Norwich are being celebrated this spring. Rowan Mantle wrote about these celebrations, and here is Chris Speak to read Rowan's account.
Which building links a child prodigy dubbed the Mozart of Norwich, a Sound of Music song, pirates and dragons, a barefoot maths teacher, dirty shirts, and every word spoken in the House of Parliament? Well, when a group of people set out to research the history of their church and congregation, they were fascinated by the stories they uncovered, sometimes literally as they cleaned monuments and memorials in medieval St. George's Colgate in Norwich. Now their findings are being shared with all comers in the shape of two colourful, fact-packed, fun-filled leaflets. During the Georgian period, from the accession of George I in 1714 to the death of George IV in 1830, the medieval church of St. George's Colgate was at the heart of one of the most prosperous parts of Norwich. Worshippers, including mayors and musicians, painters and printers, doctors and dyers, and many of the weavers whose products were famed across Britain and abroad. Wandering and Wondering had been created with children and families in mind and includes lots of pictures plus maps, stories and a quiz with questions including the chance to hunt dragons and count skulls. St. George's Colgate and the Georgian Connection are also packed with stories, pictures and information and aimed at adults, whether born and bred residents, newcomers or visitors. There are maps of the area in 1746 and today, and introductions to some of the characters who shaped the city. Judith Ford is one of the people who've put together the leaflets, funded by the Heritage Lottery Fund as part of a grant which included restoring the church's fine 18th-century pews. St. George's is the only medieval church in Norwich which has retained its Georgian interior. It had a large, prosperous congregation in Georgian times when weaving flourished in the area, but when industrialization arrived and textile production moved on to new factories in places such as Yorkshire and Lancashire, the parish then sank into poverty. Elsewhere in Norwich, Victorian restorers revamped the churches, but the Georgian furnishings of St. George's Colgate remained undisturbed. And now they're being restored with the Heritage Lottery Fund, and the grant was given on the understanding the work would include an outreach project. So a group of around 10 people, drawn from the congregation of St. George's, have been researching the history of the parish and creating the two new leaflets which will be available for free in the church and elsewhere around the city. They were also taught how to clean the remarkable Georgian tombs, memorials and monuments which adorn the walls and floors of the church. Inscriptions which have become indecipherable can now once again reveal their stories. The amateur historians have enjoyed working on the project so much that they hope to embark on much more research and restoration, focusing on an elaborate and unusual Tudor terracotta tomb in the church. For the children's leaflets, they did not limit themselves strictly to the Georgian period or to people with definite links to the church, so they were able to include an intriguing tombstone on the church floor dedicated to a man who murdered in Thetford in 1968. Oh, sorry, a man murdered who was murdered in Thetford in 1698 and decorated with a pirate ship and skull and crossbones. "I do like the Pirates of the Caribbean stone," said Judith. "It's not Georgian, but in the Georgian trail we've allowed ourselves to go a bit off-piste." It means they're able to include the story of Wild Peter too, as well as members of the Georgian Congregation of St. George's, including artist John Crome, child prodigy musician William Crotch, and eccentric John Fransham. Oriel Cull, who helped research the leaflets, loves music and sings in a choir and was particularly pleased to discover the links between Colgate and the Sound of Music via a school run by singer-teacher Sarah Glover. Fellow researcher Anita Capon said it was hard to pick a favourite story because they'd uncovered so many. One of the most notable of St. George's Georgian worshippers was painter John Crome, who helped found the Norwich School of Artists. We looked at the life of Crome and found that as a boy he was apprenticed to a Dr. Rigby, and then we found Dr. Rigby had been assistant to a Dr. Martineau, who brought the smallpox vaccination to Norwich, says Anita. The artist, a church warden at St. George's, also started a discussion group at the church for people to attend straight from work, with no need to dress up, hence the name the Dirty Shirt Club. The group has been revived by the vicar, the Reverend Philip Mofadian, and it meets several times a year. Churches hold services on Sundays and Wednesdays, and its bells still ring out across the city.